Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go, 8:46, 14 till 9. I've said this before, I spend more time cleaning up things than a janitor in a glitter factory. I misread the email from Matt Boudreaux, so let me clean this up right now when it comes to texting and GoPass, etc. What I gave you was an incorrect address. https://gopass-la.com is incorrect. That's a scam. Gopass.net is a scam. It's incorrect. The fake text messages direct recipients to an unaffiliated website, and scammers will direct responses to a web address that has a hyphen in the address or one that is misspelled by one letter, as in leaving out the X in GoPass, and has a .net domain instead of a .com. So before you respond to any text message, and I sincerely apologize that I misread that, but I got a lot of information coming at me very quickly. That is an incorrect web address. So they're not going to send you a text about unpaid tolls. Leave it at that. Ignore it. And then contact DOTD yourself or OMV yourself or GoPass, G-E-A-U-X, pass yourself to see if you have any outstanding tolls, and I apologize for that. Let's talk about air traffic control and what's going on in the country. Aaron Whittle joins us now, assistant professor of practice in the Aviation and Technical Education Department at Utah State, retired veteran of the U.S. Air Force, 19 years of experience as an air traffic controller. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
You know what I wanted to ask you, because I even Googled movies about air traffic controllers, and I love Pushing Tin. I don't know if you've seen it or not, with Billy Bob Thornton and John Cusack. Are there any movies that accurately capture what it is that air traffic controllers are up against and the pressure that you face?
To be honest, I have seen the show. Obviously, it's Hollywood spin on air traffic control, and it is humorous, and I do think that there are some small aspects of air traffic control that are involved in that. But no, unfortunately, I've not been able to see any shows or videos that truly display it.
So before we talk about what's going on, I want you to explain to me what it's like to be an air traffic controller, and you were one for, 19 years? Tell me what it's like when you go to work, the responsibility, when you sit behind that console, et cetera, because I don't think a lot of us understand that.
I can only speak for me. And mm-hmm. So for me personally, it matches my personality perfectly. It was a dream job for me. I get it that other individuals, it's not for them. For me, it's about attention to detail. It's always changing. It's dynamic. You can go from being slow 1 second to really quick, fast paced. You don't have time to really take a break. You're constantly on the radios talking to air traffic, and it can get really busy and stressful really quick. And so you always have to be on your A game. You don't have, I always like to say, you really don't have any room for error. Did you ever? Not that we're perfect, but man, you really got to be on it.
How much help do you have, and how easy is it to lose track of one thing or the other as an air traffic controller? Because we're all human beings.
Right. I think it's a myriad of different factors. I think that's why we rely so heavily on crew resource management, CRM. Working together is, we call it tower team concept or team concept in the approach control and center. You work together as a team, and that includes the pilot. You know, as soon as that pilot goes airborne, we're a team. We're working together to make sure everybody's safe. But yeah, there's always the human element that comes into play, and things happen sometimes, and that's unfortunate.
How long did it take you to become a competent air traffic controller, or generally speaking, for someone to become where you would trust them with, you know, and radio is minor compared to what you guys do, but, you know, it takes a lot before they trust you behind a microphone by yourself. And I'm just wondering, when it comes to air traffic control, how long does it take until they trust you to manage the air traffic around an airport?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, I think it depends on the facility that you're working in, primarily. Anywhere from a year up to 4 years, 4 or 5, depending on the facility that you're working in, to be fully checked out in all positions. But I think it really depends on the individual and having that controller voice, the confidence, and that only comes with time and experience, and everybody's different. I would say for me, it took me about 3 years to really feel confident in my ability. And I think it's unique to understand that we say, well, why don't you just put that controller in another facility? Well, as soon as you move over to another facility, it's new airspace, it's new rules, it's new applications, everything changes. And so the primary rules stay the same for a tower facility. But once you go over to a terminal radar approach control facility, different rules apply. The airspace dramatically changes. There's different approaches. Altitudes change. And so there's a lot of different factors that go into it. So when we're talking about a controller getting checked out, even after years and years of experience, if you move to a new facility, it's going to take you time to get spun up to be able to learn those different rules and applications and how you need to be able to apply those things. So
let me take a quick break because I want to talk about what's going on in the country as well. And I would invite you back, Aaron, because I could pick your brain for 8 hours about this, because I think it's a very important position in the country that we take for granted. Aaron White, assistant professor, practice aviation technical education department at Utah State, 19 years experience as an air traffic controller. I wouldn't want that job. I think I could do it, but I wouldn't want it. Quick break. We'll talk about what's going on in New Jersey and more when we return. Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 8:57, a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Aaron Whittle, and we're going to have him back because I could talk to him for an hour about being an air traffic controller. Aaron, tell me about what's going on in New Jersey. I see things like floppy disks, copper wires. Is it about technology? Is it about manpower? Both? Tell me what's happening in New Jersey and how concerned are you about air traffic control in the United States?
Well, I think it's something we should all be concerned with, definitely. I think there's definitely some infrastructure issues going on with some equipment. Obviously, controllers are losing radar feeds. You know, things are going down, power outages, that prohibit an air traffic controller to be able to provide the service that they're required to provide. Thank goodness we have backup procedures for that. But still, when it goes out, it can be nerve-wracking for a few seconds or minutes, depending on how long it's out. But an air traffic controller is only limited to the equipment that they have. So if that goes out, I really can't provide the service that I need. And what we're seeing in New Jersey and Newark and things like that are those factors coming into play.
Is this anything that AI could eventually take over, where it would read the data, plot the different scenarios so quickly? And of course, you would have to have a human there as a backup. But could that ever be applicable to this, Aaron?
I'll be honest, I do see it. For years, I've thought that to be the case. As equipment just gets better, I compare it to the auto industry. Mm-hmm. You know, they said, hey, we'll never be replaced by machines, and now look at it. I agree with the same way. I think to a certain degree, air traffic control can be replaced by machines.
Because what you're talking about is looking at data, interpreting it, plotting scenarios, et cetera, right, and avoiding certain outcomes, and that, to me, would be tailor-made for AI.
I agree. I think in the future, I think it'll definitely start to replace certain aspects of air traffic control.
Thank you, Aaron. We'll talk to you again because I want to pick your brain. I love talking to people and learning stuff about different things. We'll talk about the conclave when we come back.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.